The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The very first stories of the supernatural that spoke to me were Bible stories. Maybe what's so interesting about the tales of Christ's miracles is that they're so analog. No space vehicles, no bleeping communication devices, just mountains, water, ancient dusty cities. Nevertheless, those Gospels are tales of visitation from beyond our galaxy. Growing up in the church, there were so many prohibitions on what I was supposed to believe. Dinosaurs were problematic, as they threatened to infringe upon the validity of the Bible's creation story. And if aliens reached us, wouldn't they throw a wrench into God's plans for the second coming? Being an obedient child, I allowed a number of walls to go up inside my imagination. Now, I love the idea of a multiverse where angels and aliens are fast at work in dimensions beyond our own. In every source I've found, from out-of-body experiences to past life regressions to the Gnostic Gospels once deemed heretical, we humans are unique in the universe, not because we're so advanced, but rather because we're restricted by the very human traits of fear, ignorance, and greed. Every single system we erect perpetuates these very same flaws. But the message from the stars is simple. It doesn't have to be this way. I hope we humans might change of our own volition. Barring that, I'm game for celestial intervention. Today's poem is, On a Spaceship Somewhere Long After Empires Collapse, by Jesus I. Valles. Somehow, even in this future, amidst motherboards and cast-aside MREs, every Cool Whip and Country Crock tub is still deceitful, more mystery than promise, housing nothing like its original cargo, but instead salsa and the week's beans. Even with the stars close enough to kiss, the swerve heat of celestial bodies pegadito, every Danish butter cookie tin is still stocked with the seamstress's tools, her threads, thimbles, and every needle that ever kept our miseries mended. And right above the cold steel of the bolted doors, the same thing as always, a horseshoe wrapped in red ribbon, a wreath of garlic, a picture of San Judas, and that gilded rendition of the Last Supper she ordered from the Home Interiors catalog. We are inside a Leviathan, waltzing with every lover moon Jupiter's neglected, and Earth is a distant story we are told before bed, right before she blesses us, and every morning still smells like huevos con chorizo and the Avon spray she loves most. Once, on Earth, someone told my tia Kame, go back to your country, which she took to mean go home. And if the sky is the thing that follows us everywhere, she thought, if the vast black blue saw me born, then the sky is my home, and every star is every place I've come from. Long after the empire was no more, it was all the aunties who led every expedition. Just like on Earth, it was all the tías who looked at an unknown and threw their heads back, cackling as they soared into the sky, showing the children, all of us, where exactly we belonged. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.